All the way from New York City, we like to welcome world famous jazz guitarist Gary Lucas. For those of you that are thinking, Gary, please help me again. You might know Gary from Jeff Buckley or Captain Beefheart, who were absolute giants back in the 80s from the past century. And talking about Jeff Buckley, today, May 29th, is exactly 23 years ago that Jeff died. Yesterday, Gary paid a beautiful tribute to Jeff via Facebook Live, and we'll do part two tomorrow. That'll be Saturday then. Yeah.
Gary.
Yes.
Hey! Hello. Welcome in our radio station,
NHG
Gooi in Business. We know New York as the city that never sleeps. We can imagine that is not the case right now.
No, it's a little bit somber in this period,
yeah.
Of course. It's a little bit more... You're somber,
yeah.
Relaxed, let's say. It's, everything is just been put on hold.
Yes.
Although, in the last couple of days, I think more people are a little bit out on the street. Some of them not wearing masks, which I don't understand at all. I think that's horrible.
But you and Caroline, you're wearing also a mask, eh? I can see.
Oh, yeah. We have to. I mean, that's really common sense.
Do you have a mask for Lulu?
Not yet, but, they say dogs are not able to transmit this or get it, but... Yeah, we don't go out with her that often either, because
the
places where she used to run, they've closed these dog runs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, ours. So, but maybe next week, the rumor is it's going to open up somewhat again.
What's going to open up again then?
Yeah, I think so. But I hear Holland is reopening, I hope.
Yeah, it's getting better here. It's getting better, but it's now a busy weekend, so... We must wait what is after the weekend.
Sure.
Tell us about Jeff Buckley, Gary, because, I mean, you paid a beautiful tribute to him yesterday evening.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were that much of a performer. I thought your mouth was where the guitar is, but, I mean, you were talking over and over and over, and, I mean... reminiscing about the days you two had together. What is it? We're talking back in late 80s, early 90s, right?
Right, early 90s. I actually met him in 1991, and it was for a tribute to his father, Tim Buckley, who I loved. And the organizer, my friend Hal Wilner, who tragically passed away from the COVID virus a month ago or so, but he organized a big tribute in a church to Tim Buckley, and then he contacted me and asked me to play, and I said, I loved him.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, his son Jeff has contacted us, and I think you'd be really good a collaborator with him. So I was keen on that. It said, sounds good. I didn't know there was a Jeff Buckley. Neither did mostly people in New York. It was very much a new experience for everybody. But then Jeff came and we right away hooked up and gravitated to each other. And it was a very amazing, period for me.
Yeah.
He was so gifted and so bursting with musical ideas and had this fantastic vocal range and expressive voice and
The beautiful thing is I did a little bit of a preparation nobody understands that I mean you won't know it after you've re-listened to this show, but I mean 23 years ago YouTube did not exist, and if you Google Jeff Buckley on YouTube, I mean you see a few clips
that
have been seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and millions of times. Amazing.
Well,
right?
Social media definitely became a part of everybody's life later on. At the time I was working with Jeff, in fact, there wasn't an internet. So when we first started to collaborate, I composed in New York And then I would record on a cassette tape recorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mail him a cassette of the tape for him to work on.
And the mail there in the traditional no mail, right? Yeah.
Yeah, snail mail.
Mail.
So, and it was working a lot better than the mail works now. I mean, Trump wants to abolish the mail, the private postal service, or the government postal service.
You won't be voting for him then?
No.
What a surprise.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's not a favorite in our house.
No.
So you had part one of the Jeff Buckley tribute yesterday evening. What do you have any ideas already for Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm going to play instrumentals of men. Because, you see, I wrote a dozen songs with Jeff. And they started all of them as my guitar instrumentals. So I'm going to play a bunch of them and tell a few more stories. And try and direct people to, check out clips, because I can't really post them while I'm giving the concert. But, there's a great show I did at Paradiso some years ago. Music of Jeff Buckley and Gary Lucas. With the Metropole Orchestra that my friend Co de Clute
produced. Oh, it's our friend also.
Yeah, we love Co. And I had a great time working with the Metropole people and also some fantastic Dutch singers. Jolien Groenberg, for instance, was so great. And
Gary, what's your connection with the Netherlands then? Because I mean, you've worked with Captain Beefheart, Don van Vliet. I mean, he had Dutch parents.
Sure did. Yeah.
But he can talk also a little bit Dutch, Gary.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh yeah, a few words. But,
yes.
what's the Dutch
embarrassed
connection?
My accent is not. Alsjeblieft.
Alsjeblieft.
I can say a few things, but I'm not. Languages were never my strongest suit outside the English language. And then I had to learn a little French in high school and Hebrew for Hebrew school to do bar mitzvah.
Why the Netherlands?
Well, I loved, first of all, my experience playing in Holland with Beefheart.
Yeah.
I think I was over here maybe a year before that anyway, because I have some really old close friends, the Van Heeks. Karen and Bean and her sister Fleur van Heek, who are from Boekelo.
Yeah, Boekelo.
Their mother is still alive. Their father, Bernhard, was a very close associate of the Queen and used to be like the official greeter in the Netherlands of foreign dignitaries.
Did you see any evidence or is that just a story he told you?
No. He was a great guy and he was... So anyway, I went over to visit Karen and stayed in Boekelo and loved my experience in Holland. And then about 1 year later, I came back on a tour with Beefheart. Actually, it was the last Captain Beefheart tour of Europe. And we did three or four shows in the Netherlands. We played at Paradiso and I have a lot of stories about that. We went to the... the Rijksmuseum, no, the Van Gogh Museum.
Oh.
See. Yeah, and Co was there with us. That's where I met Co.
Oh.
And we had a lot, it was a really magical time. And I did love the country. So anyway, how I got back in there, though, as a performer was after Beefheart kind of decided to just do his painting and I helped enable him to get a gallery, a very fine one here. He and I parted. He didn't want to do music anymore. And so I didn't feel like there was anything left for me to do except, be his art.
And the Dutch connection will be getting a new chapter, because I think it must have been last December that you met Peter Willems from Maastricht, bass player.
Yes, I got to say, he's one of the most talented young people.
Yeah, that's true.
I love this guy. He came all the way from Maastricht.
By train?
To come to the Nick Voldebrecht show. I was doing on a Sunday with Co.
I make a beautiful photo of you, Peter.
You did. Yeah. I know. I love that, Yvonne. It's like so great. I should.
Oh, use it for the cover for the new album.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, could be the cover.
Yeah.
So I just wrote Peter to tell him to listen. I hope he's listening. And then I hope if they can allow me to fly to Holland in a soon as possible, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I want to go in the studio with him and do this EP we got planned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean you've not been sitting still over the last few weeks. Did I understand correctly that all the things the new material you wrote, are you going to publish it all at once on 9/11?
Yeah, well, what that is kind of a mix of older material. Uh-huh. It's a retrospective of 40 years of my work, because if this 2020, my time with Beefheart is 1980. That's my first emergence.
Beautiful.
On the music scene in 1980 as a guitarist in his band.
Right.
So there's music that goes back on the record to that, a track, and then there's some brand new stuff and some rare stuff. The record's already, I have copies here. It's already pressed up, but we put it on hold
right
when the lockdown came down, because I wanted to give it a shot and hopefully have some gigs around it. So what I'm hoping
Gary, sorry. the technique.
We also
want to
call. We have another phone call planned with the southern part of France. So. Yeah. For those of you that can't wait, tomorrow around what time? Facebook Live again with the second part of the Jeff Buckley.
It'll be 9 p.m. in Holland, and I believe it's six-hour difference.
Yeah.
3 p.m. in New York. Please tune in to my Facebook personal page.
Well, I know two people that will be tuning in.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I tell them I can't wait to come back to Holland and play with you. Nice people.
Thanks so much, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, talk soon.
Bye, Gary. Bye.